There you go, ladies and gentlemen, live in the Faction Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's continuing solution for live local organic radio from the heart, body. Oh, hold on there. Easy, killer. Hold on. Don't grab the volume button in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. At 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's live local organic radio host called Sean. Here I am. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for the gift of your valuable time. I am one guy that understands you have choices, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for making a choice to tune in to the blue-collar radio guy they call the crazy one, the little Christian anarchist Sean, by the way, where we actually understand just a couple of things, ladies and gentlemen, not a whole bunch of rules here, right? No rules, just right. Just simple things, right? Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. Each and every one of you knows this precious bag of meat and bones is yours, yours to protect, your gift from God. Once you call someone else and call on them to protect you, you basically have given your life up to a complete and total life of slavery. If that's how you want to live, hey, I don't own you, and you don't own me, right? Real simple. Also understand each and every generation with knowledge, wisdom, courage, and lots of education, ladies and gentlemen, about this republic must fight for their own freedom. and my other one I like to say every once in a while, you only live once, right? Try to make yourself a worthy nonstop adversary of evil every single day. I still believe this, guys. The devil, Satan, has a perfect plan. He didn't plan on me and you coming along. He sure, God's name, I should say. I just about said the H word there. Sorry about that. He actually understood that the guys at Perfection Auto Works actually had this little idea to get me on the air, right? And it's simple with the guys at Perfection Auto Works. If my dad and Mike's dad knew each other, they would be best of friends. And in that screwy world of mine, that makes me and Mike brothers from another mother. My dad and Mike are good friends. My dad and me are best friends. We got this thing going on, you know? It's not just regular radio, guys. It's a whole different ballgame. We both understand the concept, me and Mike Emery, the concept of truth, ladies and gentlemen, truth. It's a big deal. Trust and truth between friends and family are some of the most important words I can utter. Now, when you actually deal with guys at Perfection Auto Works, you're dealing with trust and truth. You call them at 323-8650. If you would, just say, hey, I heard this crazy guy on the radio. He said to give me a call, Mike. And you will get the kind of perfect auto repair I've been talking about for 3.5 years. Honesty, integrity, and strength is what they practice down there. They practice what I preach. You do what you say, and you say what you do. It's not that hard, guys. Handshakes mean things, right? Promises mean things. Trust and truth mean things. Mike wanted me to tie you up with Tech Tip. Where are we at this week? Oh, my God. Oh, it's IS350. We're up to, like, we're kind of counting these. We have, like, 2,700. So we can do radio for the next 2.5 millennia. And have a Tech Tip every week. IS350 is a very simple one, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to go all complex right now. It's going to be simple. It's also cost-effective. It's frugal. And it's also about your safety. It's a simple thing. It's the windshield wipers, guys. You know, I mean, some of us out there can actually do it on our own. You can drive out into, and I'm real careful about this, because windshield wipers 20 years ago in Tucson, they would actually last probably 18 to 24 months. Unfortunately, that's not the case anymore. Most of these things are made in the People's Republic of China. So what you're going to get here is one season. Let's just get used to it. You can buy the good ones. I think Bosch, B-O-S-C-H, I think are still German. Mike's going to text me just like that. And there's another really good brand, and I forget, but I'm a Bosch guy. I believe in the Bosch. You know, Bosch, I know, went to war with Germany, but now we got to buy their parts. Went to war with Germany, now we got to buy their cars. I get it, I understand. But the windshield wiper thing is right now is the time, guys. Apparently science has been thrown into the back seat. We don't know when the monsoon starts. Apparently the government has to tell us, rather than, we used to have a formula when there's 3 days over 55% or whatever. They can't even say 55% humidity because we don't do math anymore. But the government now tells us when the monsoon starts. I believe it's in 2 weeks, I think, whatever. Well, right now is a good time to get your windshield wipers checked out. At least change them on your own. If not, take your car over to Mike and the guys and the crew and staff at Perfection Auto Works at 1046 North Beverly. Check them out at perfectionautoworks.com. Get a free 26-point inspection. Get that summer trip check done. I call it belts and hoses, belts and hoses. While it's there, ladies and gentlemen, part of the deal is they always look at your windshield wipers. And, you know, we're talking about $18-$20 for a really nice set of windshield wiper blades that will last you from right now probably through the next monsoon. Why not get that done, right? Call them at 323-8650. And remember, Mike is our organic mechanic at Brush Fires of Freedom. Been supporting me since the day I walked on the air. And how many people can say that? Not very many, except for me and Mike. We're the only two guys that have been here since the very beginning. Also brought to you by my way better half, and I'm talking way better half, ladies and gentlemen, Danny at Biomed LLC. My root cord, ladies and gentlemen, my level, my ground rod of life itself. Fighting help for life itself through amniotechnology to me and people who actually get it. It's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. I am not about Western medicine. I do not believe in the MD. I do not believe in a subscription pad, a prescription pad, or anything brought to you by Merck, Bayer, Bristol-Myers Squibb. One of the simple things in my life, right? First thing you do, if you can get off all the prescriptions, you started to get free, right? Free of prescriptions? Subscriptions, sorry, my doctor calls them. My ex-doctor, sorry, I don't have a doctor. Danny has actually got this all figured out with amniotechnology and plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. If it all goes to heck in a handbasket, keeping myself clean this week, right? If it goes really, really bad, plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. We got a guy coming down from Vegas. His arm's all put together. He's like got 11 screws and a huge plate in his arm from a massive disaster. But he's only 8 weeks out of that disaster, and he is back in action. He's in town from Vegas this week working on a friend of mine's something in his backyard. And he's actually, because of the plates and screws, it was an immediate solution to a horrifying problem that, I'm talking 20 years ago, would have been about a 16 to 18 week problem. And he's back at work right now in 6 weeks. The guy, he's not perfect, but he's actually working. And he's doing it hardcore. This hardcore blue car guy, he's all better. And I am also the guy that knows, ladies and gentlemen, without our women, what are we? The men of this world become no more and no less than cavemen. Cavemen out here beating each other with sticks, trying to steal each other's rabbits and grouse, right? I don't like that idea. You can find Danny at biomedllc.org. Thanks to you, my love, for keeping me grounded. Wish I had my guitar. I still need to do my root chord lesson, right? My math lesson on a guitar, right? How can I do that? And also brought to you by Joe and Jimmy over at Frontier Towing, right down the street at 3630 South Dodge, providing a moral and ethical solution to guys like me who need help once in a while. They actually bailed me out yesterday. Had to move my little skid steer to the house. Frontier Towing, they don't just do cars and trucks, ladies and gentlemen. They do it all. They do bobcats, backhoes, sorry about that, and buses. And bagpipe bands. They'll move bagpipe bands. If you got a bagpipe band, call them at 748-1100. They'll come move the bagpipe band. They don't care. If you want to put like a clown car, I guess that'd be Pima County government, right? If you got a clown car you got to move, 748-1100. They got the willing. They have got the moral and ethical solution to moving a clown car. That's right. It'd be Chuck, Sharon, Richard Elias. You can pile them all in a, 68 VW Superbug. Call Frontier, 748-1100. If everything goes right, they'll load them up on the truck, take them to the Grand Canyon, and basically unload it, something like that. Call them anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Today is going to be obviously a little different. I'm going to start with something. I think this could be a repeat. I found this, I don't know, it's 2 Timothy. Ladies and gentlemen, only because something came up last week, I fall back to this. 2 Timothy, I believe it's 2 Timothy 3. It starts like this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, and without natural affection, truce breakers and false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of all that are good shall inherit the earth. I don't like it, ladies and gentlemen. That's called prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Brush Fires of Freedom is live in the Fexon Auto Works studio at 1030 KBY The Voice. Thanks for coming back, ladies and gentlemen. And I need to tell you guys, I'm going to make this one pretty short and pretty sweet, because a lot of people that I talk to don't understand how I got to be this guy, right? Why is Sean different than everybody else? Why am I the only guy that's ever walked in here and said this? Today, ladies and gentlemen, nuclear clock says 116, and today, 9 June, year of our Lord, or Anno Domini, 2019. Anybody ever said it on KBOI? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is not just no, but heck no. Why? Because they're scared. They're afraid they'll lose your approval. I don't know what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Why somebody walks out in that world, big old, what are we talking, 8,000 mile diameter thing we call the globe, and worried about other people's approval. I'm not worried about your approval. I'm worried about mine. I'm worried about Danny's. I'm worried about Mike and my mother and father and a few of my very close friends. I'm not living in that world where I need to get up every morning and type something out on the internet and ask for someone else to say, "Ah, oh, I like it, Sean." No. I live in a country, in a republic, I live in a republic where two words came along about 195, maybe 220 years ago. It's called rugged individualism. This republic, this state, the western half of the United States, from the time of Lewis and Clark to the California Gold Rush, was founded, and the founding of Salt Lake City, Utah, in the days of 47, that'd be 1847, I know y'all learned that in TUSD. This entire operation of the western half of the United States of America, going all the way back to the pilgrims that got on those ships, not even knowing where they were going, guys, is all based on two words, rugged individualism. And what am I every time I get up in the morning? First off, I need to be a rugged individualist. I need to know that first thing in the morning, I don't have to make a phone call to someone else to take care of my ass. I don't need someone to come wipe my ass. I don't need someone to come and do anything around my house. I don't need anybody from the government to come and save me. Really? If you got these two words in your life, guys, rugged individualism, and what's the smallest minority in a republic? The individual, which is what I am. If you get those two words in your life, I have never said I'm running away from faith. I'm not running away from family. I'm not running away from my community. I'm not running away from any churches. But we've lost the idea of being a rugged individualist. We've lost the idea that we are somewhat free, that we are somewhat independent, ladies and gentlemen. We're 1 month out, right? Do we have to define it? What does independence actually mean? And then I can get out of here and take a break. Definition, right? We might as well go to the, I guess it'd be Webster's. I don't know. I should have got on Google. The God of Google. I apologize. Independent. Not influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion, conduct, thinking, or acting. Independent. That's the first one. I'll take that. I'll take that for $1,000, Alex. Independent, also number two in the Webster's, sorry about that, dictionary, not subject to another's authority or jurisdiction. Semicolon, autonomous, semicolon, free. Definition number three out of the Webster's book, not influenced by the thought or action of others. Am I able to come in here on my own and do my own radio show without tuning into some other guy and go, oh, I wonder what he thinks. You know what I should do? Go get the New York Times and bring it in here and read you a story out of the New York Times. And then sit here and cry and moan like a little bitch. And say, oh, I don't like that. Well, I don't read the New York Times, guys. There's a reason. I don't want to pollute my mind with sewage. I don't read the Arizona Daily Star. I don't like people throwing sewage in my house, and I'm not going to take that sewage in my house. Thank you very much. I'll live on my own with the words of Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Thomas Paine, I don't know, George Washington, God forbid Samuel Adams, I know. Number four, what does independence really mean? Not dependent. Let's see, I wonder if anybody's writing me off on their taxes this year. Bill Hoffine, Mary Hoffine, the answer would be just not no, but hell no. I am not independent. I am independent. Semicolon, not depending or contingent upon something else for my existence or operation. Bingo, ladies and gentlemen. Really, unfortunately, I have to admit this. The two things I actually kind of need to operate come from a place called Tucson Electric Power, and unfortunately, I hate to say it out loud, Tucson Water. I need water and power, and I can live without power for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be honest, I do need my water. I'm kind of... I'm pretty excited about having water every day. You know, I got lots of stuff in cans, but pretty soon that's going to go away. I need my water. So I'm a little dependent on Tucson water, God forbid. All right, number five, not relying on another or others for aid or support. I think I've got that covered. Number six, rejecting others' aid or support. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You voluntarily want to help me? And I say, yes, thank you, please. Generally speaking, we're going to barter on that. I'm okay with that. Refusing to be under the obligation of others, that is me, ladies and gentlemen. And number seven, and I know this is tough, especially in TUSD, what does independence really mean? Possessing a competency. Sorry about that for the English speakers. Possessing a competency. And that's what I want to be, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get out of here for just one second, and I'll tell you where I'm at and what we need to start looking at. If something really did start to go disastrously, really, really bad, what do we need to have if? And it's a big if, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big if. If you're really independent, what do you need to have in your life? John, get us out. Thank you very much. You're going to love these guys. Oh. In the background, ladies and gentlemen, you hear Zach Wilde on guitar. I don't know the guy's name. That's the singer from Steelheart, one of my favorite. The little movie trivia there, ladies and gentlemen. One of our favorite movies, The Brush Fires of Freedom. Oh, God, I love that movie. I think we've already done that, so I can't actually give anything away. We all know what that movie is. It's a great one, ladies and gentlemen. That is one of my favorites, and I didn't know until just this morning. I'm actually getting a kind of, and I know I played that a long time ago, but I didn't even know this. That's Zach Wilde, Ozzy's guitarist, way back when, playing guitar in that thing. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's just pretend, ladies and gentlemen. Let's pretend, and I know, it's all going to be fine. There is not going to be anything bad. There will never be anything go wrong, especially in Tucson, right? We don't have to be concerned like in the Midwest. We're talking to somebody the other day that actually is telling me, like the dumb radio guy, right? Okay, there's like 18 sections. We all know from TUSD a section is 640 acres, right? There's like 18 sections in the middle of this little place in I think it's Missouri. Don't quote me. I think it was either Missouri or Indiana. There's like 18 sections in this area, and there's not a single green shoot coming out of the ground right now. No corn, no soybeans. We got a problem, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just talking to one guy that knows there's 18 sections in this little area that's got no green shoots coming up. That's a problem. This is one guy that knows, what are we talking about? You know, 7,000 acres, 10,000 acres, nothing green coming up. It's not that there's 7 or 10,000 acres. There's millions of acres with no food coming up. So do we take steps now to prepare? Or are we going to wait for the government people to come when we're broke, tired, hungry and poor? Are we going to wait for FEMA or whatever. Are we going to wait for those people to come and help us? Do we think that's a good idea? Or are we, as my little list says, are we independent? Let me go through the top 100 things, and I won't even get through 10. But, ladies and gentlemen, what if it did go bad and you had let's just pretend it was an EMP, I guess, an electromagnetic pulse, right? Or let's say somebody got control of the interweb. And many of you understand, worked with TEP, I worked with CalGas, I worked with CalPine, I worked with lots of generating places. Many of those things are not secure. We have not got control of we don't even have control of our friggin' interweb. God knows we can't control the border. I mean, I can't get on an airplane without somebody putting their finger where it doesn't belong. Maybe putting me through an x-ray, but God forbid we can't control the border. We can't control our own power. Hell, there's hydroelectric dams here that people know that could, if somebody knew, 20-minute operation, basically blow the whole place to heck. What do we expect out of the government, right? More? More and more of this crap. Anyway, if you were actually going to be prepared and going to be start a little small steps, and I always say small steps, ladies and gentlemen, towards independence, What would you actually start to do at your house? Now, many of these take sacrifice. I don't have cable at my house. There's a reason. Because that money I would have spent on cable in the last 3 years, what did I buy? First thing I had on my list that will be one thing gone that you want is a generator. I have a generator in my house and the ability to power the thing for a while. I'm not saying, you know, it's not a great idea to have 100 gallons of gas inside my garage in 5 gallon cans. My generator's propane. Propane lasts forever. That's number one on my list, ladies and gentlemen. Generator. Why do I want a generator? Well, power went out yesterday for a little bit. And inside my garage, I don't know, it probably gets 90, 95 degrees. Well, now I've also got some, I've got blankets and whatnot. I've got a big giant freezer in my garage. And as soon as that power went out, I looked at that freezer. I'm like, oh my God, how long is it going to be? I know there's construction down the road and I know there's a backhoe down there. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if that guy just drug into those wires on a Saturday at 11 o'clock, I'm not going to have power till like Monday. TEP ain't going to come out and fix this mess. Guy in the backhoe's probably blown himself. Well, it ended up being a short deal. It was only about 22 minutes. It was out. But needless to say, I'm getting my blankets. I'm about to cover my fridge. I've got my generator out, and I'm thinking, okay, here's what I can do. I only need to run the generator for about 12 minutes every hour. Get the freezer. Keep it cool. Cover it. Don't get in there and start looking. Just cover it with blankets. Hell, I might only have to run the thing 12 minutes every 4 or 5 hours to keep it from going over 33 degrees. Not a big deal, right? Number two. What are you going to run out of in Arizona? Water. People have the ability to keep water. I have water. I have water in my pool. One thing that happens with water, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a pool, if you don't run the filter and you don't keep it pretty regulated, in 3 days it turns green. Can you filter the water? I can. Chris, how are you today, young man? How have you been?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, brother.
Great show.
My brother from another mother. Do you want to tell people who you are or no?
No.
Okay,
I just had a comment. I could tell you some people that need generators right now. The people in Northern California that don't have power for up to a week. The day this turned off.
They turned it off because of the forest fire danger? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and to inspect the line. So pretty much anyone, they gave them notice to get plan ahead as far as anyone with medical needs or anything, but literally they just turned the power off.
Okay, and Chris, if I can tell you what happens here, if you, and I know you're not, you're healthy, you're like me, you're an outdoor healthy guy, you're out there working for a living and making, you know, real money, I call it, doing real work. Let's say you were diabetic or you had a daughter or a son that was diabetic. Insulin does not keep without a fridge. I mean, we can do a lot with a cooler, and we can do a lot with gel packs and dry ice. I get it. And I don't know this story, so I'm kind of like talking out of my, you know, side of the studio, I should call it. But imagine this did happen, and it happened here. I know why they're doing that, and I kind of see what was going on. They think that those lines, and that's Calpine. I believe Calpine Generation's part of that deal up there. They think those lines may have started that last big forest fire. So, yeah, they're going to do due diligence. But imagine going a week without power. And Northern California is hot, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been to Redding, California, it is hell. Red Bluff? Oh, good God. 118 degrees and 70% humidity. It's disgusting.
But, Sean, great topic today. And all I got to say for anyone who's doubting this, he who hesitates is lost. So people better get on the ball. All right, I'm out of here. You have a great day.
Keep the faith, brother. Oh, from my other... Oh, this is a great movie. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll give you something. Let's see what I can do today. Let's see. I got five $100 bills. Nobody gets any of that. Ladies and gentlemen, first person calls John. Wait a minute. Listen to this. 79020. I never say this number on the air. 7902040. Tell me the name of the movie, ladies and gentlemen. If you can tell us the name of the movie, first one that tells us the name of the movie, I'll give you a couple of tickets to Pimarron Space Museum. This is one of our favorite movies at Brush Fires of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. 7902040. And you better be packing. That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. You better be packing. If you've ever been in the ghetto, and I have, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I've told you guys the kind of hell holes I've been in. I've been there. And then being in the trucking business, Mike, south side of Chicago, Watts, Compton. I just about said something that would horrify you guys, but a very, very distasteful place in Houston, Texas one night, about 9:30, did exactly what the guy said, jumped off the freeway, made two right-hand turns, and I'm telling you, I was there. Houston, Texas. I've been there in Akron, Ohio. I've been there in Cincinnati. I'll tell you, you think it's racist? You think it's trouble in Birmingham? Been there, went over the tracks. But I'll tell you, make a wrong turn in Akron, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to find out. You better be packing, or you better be fast like me. And I can outrun most people, but back then it wasn't that good. I was fast, but still, you're driving a Mac, you're in trouble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what else do we want? Okay, we need water. Now, number three, we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we're human, right? Portable toilets. I'm a very simple guy on this. I have 5-gallon buckets, I have trash bags, and I have the little, I know, sorry, this is what it looks like. It's a little portable potty, goes on top of a 5-gallon bucket, and stacks, I've probably got 4,000 kitchen bags in my house. Kitchen garbage bags, right? Well, we're human. We know that that's part of life, right? I'm sorry. If you got kids, I know we go number one and number two, but that's part of life. Portable toilets. All right, ladies and gentlemen, number four here is probably not as important as some places, but it says firewood. Now, my deal is propane. Got to cook, right? I probably store enough propane on my property to be like, I don't know, somebody could come and say, oh, that's hazardous to his health. How about none ya. What I got at my property, none ya. None ya business. I'm telling you, but it's no government official's problem to come and say, oh, how many propane tanks do you got? None ya. Property line's right up there. Go park up there and go to get a warrant. Okay, now this is something I do at my house. I actually have lamp oil at my house, and I have wicks. And I've got this very simple system. I can put the lamp oil in a mason jar, put the lid on it, and I've got a little pick and a hammer, or I just use my rock hammer, right? I've got a rock hammer. Put the rock hammer on there, pap, hit it with the other hammer, drop a wick in it, and I have a lamp. I have like a 30-hour candle. Do I want to be able to see at night? Well, I don't know. Kinda. I might want to sit and read my book about Jefferson. I might just want to sit in the dark and read. Well, it's hard to read in the dark, but if you got a candle, you can read. All right, Coleman fuel, if you've got Coleman campers, or Coleman camp stoves, little Coleman fuel, the old white gas, remember? My pop, I remember when I was a kid, we had like 8-10 gallons of that stuff. Come in a 1-gallon can, it's called white gas. Got your little camp stove. It's back in the day, right? Got your camp stove, got your white gas. Well, you can cook for a long time with that. Put it in there, you put the little pump on it, light it up. Also, you can run your lantern on the white gas. If you got it. I know. Does anybody even know what a lantern is anymore? Who knows? Number seven, of course, after the boating accident, guns, ammunition, the ability to use them and be trained properly before. I know the zombies aren't coming, but before the zombies come, pepper spray, knives, clubs, bats, slingshots, edged weaponry, swords, axes, battle implements, I call them. You know, it might go to hell in a handbasket. You may run out of ammo. Tell you, I'd a hell of a lot better have a baseball bat and the ability to swing the baseball bat than a roll of paper towels and some toilet paper. Obviously, I want toilet paper, but I don't want to get in a fight with toilet paper. It's not going to be a good idea, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Oh, now here's things that our grandmothers and grandfathers would totally understand, and what a lot of people don't have anymore is hand-powered implements for the kitchen. Do people still? I've never actually had a plug-in can opener. I don't even know what that means. I only own, and I've got like 4 of them now. I don't know why. If I see one at a yard sale, I grab these hand-powered can openers. Right? It's called Manuel Labor, right? Hand-powered can opener. A hand-powered whisk, right? Can you? Yeah. The old egg beater mom had, right? Well, it's actually grandma now. A hand-powered egg beater. Actually, Danny tuned me up. I've got my own hand-powered. It can grind nuts. It can grind meat. It can grind everything that comes along. I can make my own sausage. I can make my own noodles. It's this thing with a clamp. You put stuff in the top. And I know it's going to come as a shock to some of you kids. It doesn't plug in the wall. You actually turn a crank, chop up your meat, throw it in there, and you got your own burger or chili meat. Put your different plates in there. I know. It doesn't say KitchenAid on it. It doesn't cost $800. This thing was probably built in 1895 when people still worked for a living. I know. Stop talking about that. Number nine, ladies and gentlemen, it's not cheap anymore. It used to be cheap, effective calories. And one of the coolest things about storing stuff like this is as long as you keep it in the dark, keep it reasonably cool, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm one of these big fans of buying local, as close to you, made honey as possible. The guy on the side of the road, if you're on the east side of town, I know there's one in Marana. I talked to somebody up there that saw the guy. They have a little table on the side of the road, and they sell one quart of honey, and it probably costs you right now $20 to $25. Great investment. As long as you know it's sealed in a mason jar, ladies and gentlemen, I do a lot of work with mason jars. I know they work. As long as you keep it in the dark, that thing of honey, it may change color. You may see some crystals grow, but that thing of honey will last 25 years. Cheap, effective, healthy calories. Honey and sugar, it's something you need to store. Sugar's tough unless it's in the can from the Mormon church. I have sugar in the big, huge cans, right? Canned at the Mormon church. Big can. Number 10 can. Or no, I don't know. Big can. 7 inches across, 10 inches high. Big cans. Got cases of sugar. Not a great idea to live on it, but cheap, effective calories. Sugar. All right. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're me. Are you kidding me? I just heard this song this morning. Okay. Let me do one more and I'll get at it. Well, let me do two more. Number 10 on my list, ladies and gentlemen, rice is cheap. Beans are cheap. And if you're not in a gluten problem, wheat is cheap. And all three of those things combined will keep you alive for a long, long time. I grew up in a rice and beans kind of world, right? Talking Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen. Bucket of rice, bucket of beans, big old thing of Louisiana hot sauce. I can live on that for days and days and days, probably months and months and years, and not be bothered by this. John's going to get us out, ladies and gentlemen, off the album 1977. And some of you disagree? Hard to disagree, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greatest guitar players ever. 1977, they call him Slow Hand for a reason, because he is that guy. That's right. Welcome back to Live Local Organic Radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I'd never even heard this song until last Friday. Stay Frosty, right? Ice Cream Man Part 2, ladies and gentlemen. I pick up a guitar once in a while, I actually pick my guitar up, and I start realizing why Eddie Van Halen's so good. He plays in a root chord, and he actually solos in the fifth, right? This is why Eddie Van Halen has this totally different sound. Why is Eddie Van Halen Eddie Van Halen? Because of the guy in front of him, which is Eric Clapton, ladies and gentlemen. What else would we actually need? And everybody knows, if you come from this, I guess, unusual place called Utah, right? They actually teach us a long time ago, you always need, the human body must have some sort of oil, right? What were the Romans famous for, ladies and gentlemen? If you know your history, one of the most amazing feats ever was the Romans' ability. You check this out on YouTube. The Romans' ability to produce olive oil in the first century AD. Unrivaled even today. The amount of olive oil that they made in Rome is beyond human comprehension. There's a great little story on the YouTube thing about Roman olive oil production. Why? It stores for a long time, good calories, and the human body needs. You can live on the rice, the beans, and all that, but occasionally you do need oil in the body. Sorry. There's a reason. It's Grandpa told me a long time. Let me just stay away from Grandpa. Grandpa got a little rough once in a while. Okay, number 12, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to go the gas grill thing, charcoal. Good idea, right? You know, back used to be back in the, well, even now, I haven't bought any in a while. I got a couple big old bags in my, I got a storage area, a couple big old bags of charcoal. It's called emergencyfoodpreparation.com or 101. I mean, if all goes, maybe I don't want to start a propane fire. Maybe I just want to take 8 or 10 little pieces of charcoal, put it on there, and throw a steak on there that I got out of my freezer, right? What an idea, right? Yeah, I got my own stuff. I don't have to. Okay, let's just do this, guys. It all goes to hell in a handbasket. Do you really want to be down at the prize? Let's say the power's out, ladies and gentlemen. Let's say the power doesn't work. Let's just pretend in our minds that something small like that happens and the power goes out. In Moab, Utah, when it happened, what did my dad do? He's pretty moral and ethical, right? I mean, we had a big problem. There was a huge propane explosion, and it blew the three, I think that was a 138 line coming in. I say 138, that's 138,000 volts coming into town. Ran the whole town. Big propane explosion, blew those power lines and the poles and everything down. The town's going to be out of power for a while, right? My old man runs the grocery store, right? What do you do? Well, the phones still work because they run on batteries. He starts calling people and say, hey, come down and get the milk, get the eggs, get the produce, get everything that's going to go bad out of here. Well, they're not going to do that at Prize, ladies and gentlemen. First off, if the power goes out, they're probably going to lock the door. You're not even be able to walk in there and say, hey, I'm different than all these other slaves. I have these things with Ben Franklin's picture on the front. Give me $300 worth of groceries, and I'll give you 500 of these things. Or I'll give you 5 of these $100 bills. That's probably not even going to work. They're just going to lock the door. I don't want to see that happen to anybody. There's another reason I do this, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to help other people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, number 13. This is something I keep in my house. I've got these funky little things called water bobs, right? Because, okay, I got the pool. We got that. I got a black tank out back. It's a 500 or 600 gallon tank. But I also have these two little things called water bobs. And they go in your tub. And immediately, if you see that there's going to be a problem, you unfold this, you open the box, unfold this thing, hook it up to the thing, and it stores about 115 gallons of water in the tub. Just fill it up as fast as you can while the water pressure is still on. Now, those of you that know Tucson water know that a well has a pressure tank. The pressure tank is run by air. The power can go out, and you can still have water for a while if you're the early one in the game. Now, I'm in a very special position. I'm downhill of the well. I can probably get water for quite a while. I'm not going to have huge pressure, but I'm going to have water for a while because I'm about 65 feet below the well. How do I know that? Well, I went and figured it out on my own. Like, it's called being independent again. All right, what else do we want? Lots of water containers. 5-gallon buckets, blue containers, anything. Miller Surplus has them. You can buy them over at EG's for $3. You know, food-grade bucket, wash it out, put water in it. Water, 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 water. Oh, 15, of course, we talked about this. A grain grinder. Well, I have that. A grinder. A hand-powered grinder. To grind whatever. Now, wheat's tough, guys. I know wheat's easy. Put it in a thermos. Put your wheat in there. Grandpa did this back in the day. Put your wheat in there. Fill it with hot water at night, or just fill it with water at night. Put the cap on. In the morning, you know what you got? It's called wheat cereal. So it's like sugar pops, or without sugar. That's what Grandpa used to eat. Just called it wheat, right? All right, number 16, we already talked about this. Propane cylinders. Number 17, ladies and gentlemen, first aid. First aid, first aid, first aid, first aid. And the ability to understand if somebody is around you and they need it, are you willing to A, get involved, and B, do you have the knowledge and skill to do it? I mean, not only did I go through it in high school, every 2 years I have to be retrained on the interweb to have my first aid card. Yeah, I go in there and do like a 10-hour internet class to keep my first aid, because I have first aid for some reason. Well, stay on that and be willing to understand. I mean, the first aid kit that you buy, if it doesn't have quick clot, you know what? Go over in the women's section or get in your wife's cabinet steal about 15 Kotex and about 20 tampons, and those make really good gunshot wound fixers. I said it, Kotex and tampons. If you're in a gunshot crisis, ladies and gentlemen, I'd much rather have a tampon and a Kotex than a bunch of paper towels and dirty rags that I've been cleaning up my Bobcat and got diesel all over them. Also need, ladies and gentlemen, if you have babies, lots of baby supplies. It's not going to get cheaper next week. Again, some of this takes sacrifice. You might have to go without something today so you can prepare for tomorrow. Mark, how are you today, young man? Is it like, would we call this Hooligan's Holiday? You not at TUSD?
Well, whatever. So TUSD is out for summer.
Learning it? Oh, I could have. Oh, you know what? Well, maybe we'll play that next week.
Now the Hooligans are doing their Hooligan stuff. Right now.
They're on Hooligan's Holiday. So, exactly. The little Hooligans are on holiday.
So you know how you went to Houston and took a right and a right and a right, and there you were? That's kind of what's happening right now in some neighborhoods. Anyway.
We hope. I've got to be really, really honest, Mark. I mean, back in the day when I drove a tow truck. I'll be real quick. I drove a tow truck, and we thought the really bad part of town here was on 36th Street, south of 36th, east of Campbell, west of Country Club. We used to think that was really bad. This is like 1990, 1991, 1992. And I tell people, you know what, guys, you haven't been to Atlanta. You haven't been to Chicago, you haven't been to Philadelphia, and you haven't been to Baltimore. You don't know anything, man. This is like a gravy train here. This place is so easy to get along with.
It is. This place is really good, especially when you compare it to Detroit. Anyway.
Hey, we're heading that way, Mark. We're trying. Give Chuck about five more years.
We are. We're heading that way.
We're heading that
Detroit
way.
Detroit to the desert. So MREs. I don't know if you can get them from the military place, but I have a Marine connection, so I have a few cube boxes of MREs. I can't remember how many is in there, but probably enough for a month.
Yeah, 12 in a box. Altogether. There's 12 in one of the cubes. But one of those MREs, I used to live on one. When I'd open the pouch, I could live on it for 2 days. Because I'm...
Okay.
It's all about activity level, too. You got to be careful.
Right.
It's activity level. If you're hiding, 2 days. If you're running, that's why there's so many calories in there. Those guys, the Marines are going to go through two of those a day. It's all about activity. It's how many calories you're burning. You know, if you're hiding out, it's okay. If you're running, you're going to be eating a lot of them. But yeah, I love MREs and good food too.
Yeah. And so, of course, I have a compact orchard, but I have to water it. So the only way I can get water to it is without power is hook up a windmill to pump water up from, 700 feet, almost 800 feet.
That's
going to take a lot of power.
That's a lot of power. 800 feet is a long ways.
That's the typical depth for a well around here in the Tucson Basin.
Yes.
600 to 800 feet, maybe 600 to 900 feet, 600 to 900. And so surviving here, you'll have to survive like they did in the Old West. But back then, we had the rivers and the washes ran year-round, at least with a stream in it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
Something's very drastically changed here, and I remember...
Well, because the water table dropped over 100 feet over the last, if you ever go along the Pantano Wash and see all the dead trees, the old 125-year-old...
cottonwoods, right?
Cottonwoods that are dead now, skeleton trees.
They ran out of water.
There. Yeah, their roots, the water table went below the roots, and they all died. That was when we were all only on well water here in Tucson, when Tucson had the best water in the country.
Yeah, when the water came from town, too. A lot of the water wells were in town.
Was all pumped out of the aquifer under the Tucson Basin.
Yes, exactly.
And the water table dropped like 20 feet a year for a while.
I'm not gonna give Tucson Water a huge amount of thing, but with the CAP, the recovery wells, I did a lot of work out there on the other side of the hill. They're pumping the CAP in a reservoir, letting the land filter it, and then recovering it. Of course, I'm running into the end mark. I think we're gonna continue.
Surviving here is gonna be tough.
Water, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Water's life. as you go out in the world, don't hit, don't steal. Don't steal other people's water. Put your own water away. Put your own stuff away, ladies and gentlemen. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Because if you went out and thought about it and thought you could steal someone else's stuff to survive, you are not practicing the golden rule, ladies and gentlemen. Next week at 1 o'clock, I think we're going to go on with this a little bit more. Thanks for your time and have a wonderful day. Stay tuned for Maurice, guys.